Hello and welcome to our podcast, B2B Sales in Foreign Languages. My name is Gerhard Orband. I'm a business psychologist and language consultant from Hamburg, Germany. Do you want to get rid of insecurity and bad feelings regarding the foreign language you have already started to learn? Do you want to learn a new language without going through various levels of standard courses? Do you feel you are making no progress? Then go to Amazon and grab a copy of my classic book, The Go Method, Breaking Barriers to Language Learning. How to prepare for making free conversation. One of the most intimidating parts of learning a foreign language is to practice free conversation. This depends also on our general expectations, attitudes, and personality. Think about yourself when speaking in your native language. To what degree do you enjoy talking to strangers, making cold calls, talking about topics you know little about, going to job interviews, and taking exams of different types, from college or university exams to participating in an audit to taking your driver's license? You will probably understand that people differ in those situations. Therefore, the first thing to realize is that it has something to do with your personal preferences, independently from the problem of having to speak in a foreign language. Now, having to engage in conversation in a foreign language, again, will be perceived differently by different people. Some will say it is easier. I personally subscribe to this position. I feel more comfortable speaking publicly in foreign languages than in my native language, German. Why? Because I think that people have lower expectations of me speaking perfectly when I speak in a foreign language. When I speak in German, people will be less forgiving with my mistakes. In the same direction, if I'm nervous on stage while giving a presentation, the audience will most likely attribute this to my problems with the foreign language. If, however, I speak in my native language, German, people will perceive me as a nervous and insecure person. Also, I feel more stress when having to speak in English than, let's say, Portuguese, because again, the expectations will be higher for my English. By now, everybody should know how to speak proper English. Or so I perceive it. But other people may see this differently. For them, it's more stressful in the foreign language because they don't know it so well. So, what can we practically do about it? First, the fact that we feel intimidated now is a good sign. We can actually use this to our advantage. Our shyness or introversion can become our superpower. Why? It can push us towards preparing better for important conversations, formulating more and better questions, also as a strategy to keep the other person talking, developing better listening skills and becoming more empathic, developing more empathy with the other person's potential shyness and insecurities. How can we prepare better for conversation? First, we need to realize that our goal should be to be able to react spontaneously and flexibly to any professional situation. We will never be able to predict and control 100% what people will ask or tell us. Before calling us, new clients typically do not send us an agenda for the phone call so that we can memorize an entire dialogue. On the other hand, there are repetitive elements to every conversation that you can practice and rehearse. You can use ChatGPT for your preparation. Let us imagine that you are preparing for a job interview in Germany. You give ChatGPT or a similar app the following instruction. What are 10 typical questions in German that I should expect in a job interview for the position of chief accountant in an automotive company? Then you ask, what are the 20 most important technical terms in German that I should know in a job interview for the position of chief accountant in an automotive company? With the results of similar queries or questions, you should start training for the situation. You film yourself answering spontaneously to one question at a time. You watch your video and take notes. What mistakes did you observe? What words were lacking? Then you repeat the same segment several times. If you do this as a daily practice of 5 to 10 minutes, real-life conversation will become less threatening. If filming yourself itself is too threatening, you can first write your answers down and only then record yourself. The most important takeaway: the longer you wait to practice free conversation, the greater the anxiety. The longer you wait, the greater the expectations. Nobody expects anything of you as long as you are a beginner. However, if you have been already learning 2 years a foreign language, people will react more negatively if you encounter communication problems. What do you think? I hope this information was helpful for you. Please send me your questions and comments. Goodbye.